This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Bonus episode. Say something that I can like make as
all right, guys. This is your bonus episode. How's that?
That was horrible.
Okay. What the fuck? Okay, guys, welcome back to our bonus episode of Sort of Kind of Funny. Welcome to February, guys. This is going to be a magical month full of snow flurries and birthdays. Here at Sort of Kind of Funny, this is the month that we celebrate our birthdays. I'm James. If you're listening to our bonus episode, I fucking hope you know that. But join with me is my sister, Lauren.
Hi, I'm Lauren, and we are ready to get to rumble in February.
To rumble! Yep. I will say, last week we were going to do something that we didn't end up not doing that I want to talk about. Can we do
what
that?
What was it again?
Sure we're going to remember.
Intrusive thoughts.
Intrusive thoughts. So we're going to start here. Lauren and I were sick.
This segues with the banana story we talked about last week.
Lauren and I are sick. Here's the thing. Plain and simple. We have a mental disorder. I don't know what it is.
You can't say that.
But here's the thing. We regularly both will look at people that we are friends with, in relationships with, don't even strangers, and we're like, no, not that. And we go, we just say the most heinous, like, out-of-pocket stuff, as the youths are saying, out-of-pocket. So we'll be like, what if I hit you in the face with this microphone? And they're like, what?
Like, more I'm just like frying pan.
Or frying pan. I'm just saying whatever's nearest to us. Or if I'm putting away dishes at work, I'm like, what if I just threw this pot at your head? My coworker. And she looks at me and she's like, why do you always ask me like the most like life-threatening things just out of nowhere? And I'm like,
I was spraying the counter with like bleach or something, and I turned to John. He's doing the dishes, and I like walk up to him and I aim it to his eye. I'm like, what if I spray this in your eye, then pursed your lips open and sprayed it down your throat? And he's like, not good. I don't know where you come up with this stuff.
The funny thing is like, okay. I think these are hilarious. I think they're the funniest thing in the world. And like, then every time I say these, people are like, what?
Like they
I'm like, I'm not gonna do it.
And they're like, no.
I'm not gonna do it. They're like, why would you even say that? I'm like, I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't. But what if I did? And they're like, what?
This is funny. I think we are the same. Violent humor is so funny. And I don't mean like we're watching someone get beat up. No, someone falls down the stairs drastically, or like bang, like gets hit in the face with like a frying pan, like as a joke. Like early 2000s aim for the bushes type scenes where people get hurt in the most extravagant ways, but it's not real. It's not snuff films, guys.
And Hot Rod, when he's dancing and then he falls off the cliff, he's like, shit, and he just keeps falling. Like, that's funny.
So I don't know. These scenarios come. So I'm curious. We were talking about this. Do you guys have intrusive thoughts like this? Like when it comes up with scenarios, like what if I grabbed my ring light and just smashed it over your head?
I think a normal person does have those. But doesn't say them out loud. They keep them in the dome piece so that people don't think they're crazy. We're like, I'm about to let these thoughts fly.
Fly. The soaring fire.
What would you do if I hit you with a ton of bricks and you're dying?
I'd keep flying.
Yeah, you're bleeding profusely.
We ain't breaking wings. What'd you say?
I said, yeah, you're bleeding profusely.
Another thing can change us. Vanessa Hudgens' voice. Wow.
Okay. I like how on the first one, it's not even Zac Efron's voice, and then the other ones it is.
I know. They were like, he can sing a little bit. Let's let him.
Yeah, they're like, I guess. I'm not going to stop. Not going to stop until I hit you with a rock.
You know what? I constantly. I told you. It's so funny. I told John, I was like, you know what? I think about way too often, and he's like, you know, give it to me. Like, what is it?
Yeah, John's like, I don't know where this is going, because you usually ask me, what if I hit you with a frying pan? So clearly my thoughts are not on the same category of yours.
You know, So he's like, what do you think about thinking it's going to be something pretty serious, like death or whatever? And I'm like, Zach, I'm like, Zac Efron's jaw.
Because I will say, in John's defense, whenever you or I talk to people, we're like, do you know what I've been thinking about a lot recently? It's one of two categories.
It's Barbie it's movie.
Dark.
Yep.
It's dark. Yeah. Like Oppenheimer versus Barbie,
no,
right?
I was going to say Barbie like, when she's like, do you guys ever think about death? It's like.
Okay, or that. It'll be like us like, do you ever think about this, like the slow increasing amount of time that we just, or decreasing, that's just slowly creeping towards us that we're all going to die. And then one day no one's ever going to remember us.
Yeah.
Or we're like, we'll be like, just, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like, I'll like tell you what our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It was,
ahead,
I think about Zac Efron's jawline way too much. And then John's like, what are you talking about? So I had to show him before and after pictures of the perfection that was Zac Efron, because honestly, he is one of the most perfected male forms. And then after the surgery type thing, I'm like, accident surgery, obviously there's surgery involved. Now it is Squidward jawline for days. And I think it's such
I'm saying
a tragedy.
I'm confused. You're saying that. Oh, now he is the Squidward
jawline?
Yes, jawline?
It's like the...
Oh, I thought you were saying it's better now. And I was
no.
Like, 17 again?
I'm so sad about Baywatch, yeah. So that's like, yeah, from that...
Baywatch?
Anyway.
Are you attracted to The Rock?
No.
What about John Cena?
No.
I'm trying to think of people that are like... big attractive
muscular guy
attractive, yeah, bulky, because like Brad Pitt is attractive in Troy, but who? He's not bulky, he's just like,
oh,
Brad Pitt,
God.
In the movie Troy,
yeah,
he's good looking but he's not bulky, he's just toned. Yeah. Lean.
What's his name, Henry Cavill.
He's a hot dude,
he's fit, yeah, he is. Bane, what's his name, or like Zach Hemmingsworth, yeah, I think it just depends on their face, like if I think their face is attractive too. But
all right guys, thank you so much for joining us in our bonus episode this month. Let us know if you guys have any weird thoughts like that, if you're also a sick fuck like us. We'd like to know. And what are they, unless they're actually dangerous?
Yeah.
And you actually want to do these things, then seek help.
Absolutely.
We don't actually want to hit people with these things, we just think it's funny to say.
Let us be very clear.
That's what's scary. When people say that kind of stuff and you look at them, you're like, I don't know if this is a joke.
Yeah.
That's the moment it gets scary. Whereas like, I don't think anyone we've ever said these things to truly believe that we're going to hurt them. Okay, guys. We hope you enjoy February. We'll put our Venmo in our comments and then you guys can shoot us $1 for our birthdays.
Buy us a drink for our birthday. Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a great week. We'll see you on Thursday. Text me if you want to hang out.
All right. Bye.
Hey, if you like what you heard, please let us know.
You can leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
You can also find us on Instagram or TikTok at Sorta Kinda Funny Pod.
You're listening to a Joseph Norris original titled This Song.